Hello. May I speak to Travis?
Who's this?
Hello, sir. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning problems facing our nation and local communities. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
25 years.
25 years. Thank you, sir. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Refractory bricklayer, restoration, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, tile setter, marble mason, tile or marble finisher?
I'm a bricklayer.
Bricklayer. Okay, bricklayer. Thank you so much. On the last job that you work on, were you a foreman, a journeyman, or level mechanic, an apprentice, a finisher, or helper, or an improver?
Foreman.
Foreman, thank you, sir. And yes or no, are you currently working at a trade?
Am I what?
Are you currently working at a trade? Yes. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work that you when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks, 13 to 20 weeks, 21 plus weeks?
Zero.
Zero, thank you. Yes or no, how do you find it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Nope.
No. Thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Nope.
Nope. Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I would say fewer.
Fewer, okay. Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I would say same number.
Same number, okay. Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
May I ask you a question?
Sure.
Where are you?
We are located in Miami, Florida, sir. The name of the company is Opinion Research. It's a national opinion research company.
No, I'm just curious. I just wondered where you are.
Oh, that's all right, sir. Yes. Okay, just give me 1 second. Seems to be having issues with the internet. Okay. Yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you work in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Nope.
No steward?
Nope.
Okay.
No, we, as a union company, we do our thing.
Okay. Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Nope.
No. Thank you. Thinking about the last job on which you work, do you know whether it was funded primarily through a state or local government, through federal government, privately, or do you not know?
I was the past year?
The last job on which you work.
Oh, the last job. The last job I did was funded by the Seattle Mariners.
So it was privately funded? Or
a
state?
Full major league team?
Correct. Do you consider it was privately funded or state or local government funded?
It was privately funded, but through a union company.
Okay. Sure, I understand. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be more unemployment than now? about the same or less unemployment than now?
I would say there's going to be more because the economy is not going well and inflation keeps rising.
Yeah, okay. Now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I would say it's going to get worse.
Worse. Oof. Okay, moving on. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following... Yes, sir?
I wish it wouldn't get that way, but, you know, they keep printing money, you know.
Yeah, I know where you're going with that, but I'm not supposed to give my opinion during the survey. That's against quality restrictions. Very well. Switching gears a bit, think about your work on the website and the job site. Which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Would you say it is a dust and air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or you have no real safety concerns?
I would say careless people.
Careless people. That would do it.
Well, we train new people and half of them quit. So
I see. Okay, yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
And was that in person or online?
It was in person.
In person, thank you, sir. For each of the following, please tell me if you had participated in that activity in the past 12 months, like picketing in the last 12 months. Have you done that, yes or no?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
And union organizing?
No.
No, okay, moving on, thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never.
Never. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Would it be internet or social media, local TV news programming, radio, friends and neighbors, print or online newspapers, or cable news? Which one is the main source of news for you? Where you get your information?
During the day, it's probably radio.
Radio, okay. And after radio, what is your secondary source of news?
Scanning through. I stream everything.
Internet and social media?
Yeah, I don't have a cable provider, so I stream everything. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure, I understand. So it's...
I cut the cord a long time ago.
I understand that. It's save a lot of money, too. Okay, after radio and the internet, which one do you use the most? Local TV news, friends and neighbors, print or online newspapers, or cable news? Or cable news you don't have, you say.
No, I don't have cable. I would say, whatever streaming comes under.
Streaming is the internet on social media. I have it as the second source of news for you.
Local media sucks.
Local TV news?
No, I would say internet or streaming.
That's number two. I have radio number one, internet or social media number two. And number three, local TV news programming.
I don't watch local news. So.
Okay. So would it be print or online newspapers, perhaps?
Sure, let's go with that.
And after print or online newspapers, do you get your news from friends or family, friends and neighbors? Or local TV news? Yes, sir?
Let's just go with those three and that's it.
Okay, friends and neighbors. So, the fifth one will be local TV news programming, and the last one will be cable news in that order. Would that be all right with you, sir? You say you don't have a cable.
Yeah, The last three I don't even pay attention to. So, yeah, go with that.
Okay. Sure. I mean, I just want to run it by you because, you know, it's your opinion that counts.
It's fine. It's just, you know, there should be like seventh to eighth option.
Yes, I cannot change that. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Support for labor unions, foreign policy, the environment, immigration, healthcare, jobs and the economy, education, or something else? Which one is most important to you?
Can you go over that again?
Sure. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Support for labor unions, foreign policy, the environment, immigration, healthcare, jobs and the economy, education, or something else?
I would say immigration.
Okay.
Also, the economy.
But which one is the number one issue on your point of view? Economy?
Economy number one.
Okay. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of the Davis-Bacon standards to federal financial construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No, I have no idea.
Okay, sure. Okay, as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all, that federal elected officials support it?
I would say it's not important because that's the standard of what happened.
Not so important or not important at all?
I would say it's not important.
Not so important?
No, it's that's what happens.
Sure. The thing is, I have two choices, not so important or not at all important.
Not at all important.
Not at all. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Almost done. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I would say both support it.
Both? Okay. Sure. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding paid and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
I have no comment on that. I didn't know that.
Okay, no comment. Sure, let's move on then. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall, do you approve or disapprove?
I would say disapprove.
And would you say you disapprove somewhat or strongly disapprove?
I say strongly disapprove.
And as far as healthcare, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done? Health care.
On health care?
Yes, sir.
I would disapprove.
As strongly as well, or just somewhat disapprove?
I would say strongly. Joe Biden looks like a puppet to me.
Okay.
So.
Sure. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done on the economy?
On the economy. Well, gas prices have doubled, so I would say strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. On the issue of foreign affairs, do you approve or disapprove?
Totally disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Okay. And do you approve or disapprove the job that Joe Biden has done on immigration?
Oh, my goodness. Totally disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Okay. And...
Border is wide open.
On the issue of support for labor unions, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done?
I disapprove.
Strongly as well?
Yeah.
Or, okay. Moving on, sir. Almost done. Okay. And do you approve or disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
I totally disapprove. Congress sucks.
I strongly disapprove. Is that correct?
Totally disapprove. Okay. All of them just are collecting a paycheck to me.
All right.
God, they tell you something and then don't do anything.
And are you registered to vote?
Oh, yeah. American citizen.
Thank you, sir. I know it's a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Chances are 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
Oh, I will vote.
Almost certain. Okay.
Yes.
And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
I would probably go for Trump.
Trump. Okay. And yes.
Everything was safer when he was in there, so.
Okay.
Why not?
Okay. Yes or no? Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety? Yes or no? Do you find receiving that information useful?
Sure, it's useful.
Thank you. And that's a yes, okay? Very well. Moving on. Turning to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
The BAC, I hardly hear from them, so I would say fair.
Fair, just fair. Okay.
Well, because, I mean, I never hear from anybody who's elected.
Okay. How would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say just fair. I never hear from any of them either.
I see. Like
one letter every year.
Says,
we're doing great, but yeah, they never come out to meet anybody. So,
okay, I understand. How could, in your own words, the union best improve its representation and service? What do you think they could do about that?
They could just be personable and actually come out and talk to members.
Okay, they could be personable?
And just, yeah, come out and talk to members and see what they have to say. And not just one or two, but talk to 1,000 of them. I mean, you know, what's your job except for sitting on the desk? Go out and, you know, and I'm a bricklayer, right? So I have to talk to people and work with people every day. So maybe they should come out and talk to all of us. Every day.
Okay, very well. What I have entered so far, tell me if it represents your thinking. I think they could be more personal and come up and talk to members, all members. Is that okay, sir?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Okay, moving on. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on, in your opinion?
I would say for all the union members is a new contract that gets us paid more.
Okay, so the time for a new contract come, they should be working on improving wages. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. I mean, our contract is up next year. So they need to be on it because we're literally almost one of the lowest paid trades in the union, period. Like whether it's electricians or pipe fitters and we build the building. So, yeah, we need to be.
Okay.
Someone needs to put us first.
All right. What I'm entering is I think they should try to improve wages come contract time. Does that represent your thinking, sir, or do you want to add anything at all?
No, exactly. I think they need to get our wages up.
Okay.
Our benefits are great. They need to get our wages up.
Let me add that. Wages up. Okay, so I'm adding both.
I mean, with inflation and the cost of living going up, we had a contract where we gained, what, $11 over the last 4 years, and inflation has destroyed that. We're literally, like, still living paycheck to paycheck because of inflation.
Yes, I understand what you're saying, sir.
It's an $11 increase over 4 years.
It's okay. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Is that union meetings, a job site, text, mail, or email? How do you prefer to receive information from your union?
I would say email.
Email, okay. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
I would say once a month.
4 or more times a year. Okay.
Yeah, every quarter, sure.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now I would like to ask you a few questions for the statistical purposes. We are wrapping things up. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
I am an independent.
Independent. Thank you, sir. And do you think yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
I would say I'm closer to Republicans.
Republican, okay.
I really don't like what they're doing. So,
okay.
But the Democratic side, I can't stand what they're doing. So
I see. Just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
I'm white.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Travis.
Thank you, sir. Just verifying. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time, sir. Very kind of you. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
You too.